88.9 Shine FM every Wednesday morning. Checking in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
And I should say a happy St. Patrick's Day to you today as well.
Why, thank you.
I think I'll go grab a shamrock shake at McDonald's or something.
Yes, and are you wearing green?
Of course.
Or do you have to pinch yourself?
Oh, I always wear, even though I don't have a lot of green, but I do have this kind of a green T-shirt. It's kind of a faded, more army green, but it's green anyway.
Excellent. So no pinches for you.
There you go. And Kimberly, we've been talking about depression, of course, the one-year anniversary here with COVID and everything going on with that. Really important topic.
Yes. So we're doing 6 ways to manage coronavirus depression, which we know is 3 times higher than normal right now. And tip number 3 is find ways to exercise your body. One of the best treatments that science shows over and over again for depression is getting physical exercise. While not getting exercise can actually induce depressive symptoms. Especially during this difficult time, it's important to take care of your body. Michelle, again, our pseudo client for this month, says this. She is aware of how her physical health affects her mood. So she's made sure to maintain routines of self-care, like getting enough sleep, eating well, and getting outside whenever possible, all of which have been tied to preventing depression. Though adjustments to her exercise routines were needed because of the pandemic, some of those changes were positive, she found. It may be less fun, but it's more flexible at the same time, she says. You don't have to coordinate with other people or take other people's schedules into account. She tried an in-person class. She was in an exercise class that was in person, and then she tried the Zoom version of it, but found it wanting. So she made a point to find other outlets, like taking walks, going for a bike ride. I'm amazed at how many Calgarians are biking throughout this whole winter.
Oh,
and
indeed.
It's fantastic. And we know, like Michelle, that these things make us feel better. And for those of you who, you know, are really struggling with depressive symptoms right now, I know how hard this is, but it can even be just going outside and walking around your block. So these small actions, again, start to create a physiological change that releases stress and shuts down our amygdala and allows us to find a place of resilience. So again, I really encourage people to find ways to exercise their bodies in small and in big ways.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, it seems like everybody is out walking so much, which is awesome. I've been walking a lot more the last year too.
Yes.
Nothing else to do sometimes.
That's right.
There you go. Anyway, appreciate the discussion again, dealing with depression throughout the month of March with Kimberly. You can always reach out to Kimberly and her team by checking out eckertcenter.com. A couple of locations and lots of great staff like Karen.
Yes, Karen is just phenomenal. She is a psychologist and she also has a diploma in nutrition. So she has a particularly unique skill set and she can provide consultation so that you can understand how to improve mental health through nutrition and exercise. And I really encourage people to also look at the rest of our team members, many who work with adults, and half our team also works with children struggling with depression too.
Okay. I know when you contact Eckert Center there, they'll help you find the right person deal with you and your family. So do check out eckertcenter.com and you might do that with a free initial consultation. We'll give that out to who?
Caller number 5 today.
403-276-8888. Appreciate those giveaways each week, Kimberly, as well as the great content. We'll continue chatting again next Wednesday. Have a great day.
You too.